Black Lives Matter, sunset strong.
Black Lives Matter, sunset strong.
Yesterday, District 4 Supervisor Gordon Maher stood on a sand dune at Ocean Beach as he led a gathering crowd of protesters in a chant. He called the march, which began at the intersection of Sloat and Great Highway, the first of its kind.
I believe it's the first ever march we're having on the Great Highway, so I think this is a really historic moment, I think, for the Sunset District to really come together and take a stand, you know, in support of justice for victims of police violence.
While his office helped, Maher gave the lion's share of the credit for organizing the demonstration to a local Sunset restaurant called Outerlands. Here's co-owner Lana Percella.
We can't sit back anymore and not say anything. It's up to us, it's up to all of us, every single one of us, to put our voices in this. It's the only way it's going to stop.
Some residents of the Sunset agreed and were grateful to see their neighborhood taking a stance. Here's David Flint.
I think it's cool that, people over on this side of the town, over on this side of the city, that oftentimes do kind of separate, are kind of in a separate sort of space than the rest of the city, still care, still are part of it, and still, you know, are rising up in solidarity with not just our whole city, but the country.
There was a police presence at the march, but officers had their helmets off and batons down. The march concluded peacefully at Judas Street, where residents gave impromptu speeches. Another demonstration, the George Floyd Solidarity Protest, is planned to start at Mission High today at 4 p.m., and a solidarity ride will take place on June 5th at 5:30 p.m. at the Embarcadero Plaza. In San Francisco, I'm Victor Tense, KLW News.